If you look at elections in Israel, you have good news and bad news. We'll start with the good news. The good news is that Israelis use elections to replace their government, which means that they still stick to a very important element in democracy. The bad news is that they have to go to elections almost every year, so, and again and again, so it doesn't work. First ask how this government come to life, because this is a weird government. The only glue for this coalition was the resentment to the continuation of the rule of Benjamin Netanyahu, the head of the Likud. So it worked for a year and a few weeks, and that's it. And this was also a miracle. The main reason is Netanyahu. Netanyahu is the strongest politician in Israel. So we have a lot of support. He has support of about 40-45% of the population, but he doesn't get to the 50-51%. And therefore, we have elections again and again in which he is maybe the strongest person, but he cannot build the coalition because the people who resent him have a majority. And the only thing that brings them together is Netanyahu, and this is not enough to sustain a government on the long run. Long-term stability would be achieved either if Netanyahu wins big or if Netanyahu leaves the system, because the right wing in Israel can easily establish a government without Netanyahu. They have a majority of more than 70 seats. Stability can be achieved also if the rules of the game will be changed, if we will have electoral reform or reform in the way that we establish the government. The public in Israel is now trained well to go to elections every year, every half year. Actually, if you look at the turnout levels, they are not so bad. About 70% of the population go to vote. Research that we made showed that most of the Israelis are optimistic about their party ability to win. So maybe this explains why they go to vote again and again, while in other countries in which they have elections every 3-4 years, the election turnout is even lower.